Thanks for joining us again. It's great to have you listening today, and we appreciate so much your being a part of this Bible study. We're looking at Luke chapter 10, and we're going to read about a story today that has many wonderful truths. It has a lot of practical application to our lives, and it teaches a lesson in particular that is truly needed in our age. Luke chapter 10, we're going to begin reading in verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now, what happened here in this story? Well, there were two women, two sisters, that had a very special guest, and that was Jesus, of course. Now, ordinarily, when Jewish homes had a guest, they would wash the guest's feet, and they would also prepare a meal for the people that were there. That work naturally fell on the women of the house. And you read about many examples of women doing this kind of work in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So this was work, and it was a good work. It was a responsibility, but what we're going to see today is that responsibilities are not always on the same level. There are some responsibilities, even in our responsibilities to God, that are more important than other responsibilities. There are some duties that outweigh others. Now, these two sisters made different choices. In verse 39, the Bible says that Mary chose to listen to Jesus teach the word. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now, I want you to notice here that we don't have any record. The Bible doesn't say that Jesus told her to do this. We don't read that Jesus commanded her to sit down and to listen to him teach. But Mary was interested. She didn't have to be told to sit and to listen to Jesus' word. She wanted to learn more of Jesus' teaching. And I want you to notice that this is at home. This is not in a synagogue. Now, most of the Jews would be prepared, and they would be ready to hear the word as it was taught in a synagogue in their normal worship service. But this is in a home, and Mary could have been doing a lot of other things. She could have been busy with many other activities, and that's always true with every one of us. There's always something to do other than read the Bible. And we make a choice every day, folks, as to how we're going to spend our time. So Mary made the choice to hear Jesus teach the word. Martha, on the other hand, made a different choice. She chose to serve instead of listening to Jesus. And the Bible says that she was cumbered. That means that she was distracted. She was disoriented because she had forgotten really the basics. She was distracted. And what was she distracted by? Was it because of sin? Was it because of other people pulling at her? No, she was distracted with household chores, ordinary duties. She was so frazzled that she complained to Jesus. She went to Jesus and said, "Don't you care that my sister has left me to serve by myself?" She thought that Mary was not doing her part. Now, there's a lesson, I think, here for ladies as well as for men. And that is, just because somebody doesn't join in with you does not necessarily mean that that person should or that that person is not concerned. So Martha got her feelings hurt. She felt left out. And the important thing to look at here is not how we might feel about it, not how much you might relate to this story. The important question is, how did Jesus look at their choices? First of all, let's look at Martha. He said, Martha, and I want you to notice that he repeated her name. He said, Martha, Martha. You see, when anybody calls your name, it's going to get your attention. There's something about hearing our name that is special. And when Jesus repeated her name by saying, Martha, Martha, then you know that it must have gotten her attention. It's like what Jesus said to Simon sometimes, Simon, Simon. He repeated it in order to get his attention. Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled. Now, the word careful here is a word that means worried. You are troubled or you are fretful over many things. Now, this verse hits most of us right between the eyes. So let me start with the ladies this morning. Ladies, what is on your mind today? What occupies your attention? Which is first? Which do you give more emphasis to? Your house or your soul? Are you anxious about cleaning and buying things and making improvements? But what about prayer? What about studying the Bible? What about doing good for other people? Which one is first? Do you spend your days being so busy with earthly affairs that you rarely think about God? That you rarely think about eternity? Now, I want you to notice here that we're not talking about a bad woman. Martha was a good woman. She's not an evil person. But even a good woman can get off track. Even a good person can get his or her priorities out of line. So, ladies, I think that every one of you need to look at Martha here and Mary and ask yourself the question, which one of these am I like? But now let's turn to the men. Men, we're no different. We get so busy with our concerns that we forget what it's all about. In the New Testament, the Bible talks about those who turned down opportunities and refused invitations because they were so busy. Matthew chapter 22, verse 5 says that some went to their farm and others went to their merchandise. Luke chapter 14 records a story about those that began to make excuse to the invitation that was given to them. One of them said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I have to go test them out. Another one said, well, I bought a piece of land, and so I have to go see about it. Another one said, well, I'm married and I can't come. So this morning, we ask every man listening, what is on your mind? Is your mind busy, distracted, and fretful and anxious about working on something, about fixing something, about having to buy something, about selling something? Do you spend your days and your nights so busy with the things of this life that you feel like you're a stranger to God when you go to church, if you do go to church? Now, why do we do this so often when we know better? You see, this is a very simple truth. We ought to be able to practice this much better than we do. Why is it that we so often get so busy with the things of this world that we don't even pray like we should, don't even study the Bible like we should? We forget what the most important duties and what the most important things are. Well, sometimes I believe it's out of habit. You get into this routine, and because you just keep doing it over and over and over again, you don't even stand outside of it and say, why am I doing that? Do I really have to do the things that I say that I have to do? Sometimes it's because of our own feeling that others expect it out of us. Now, Luke chapter 10 here, it's very possible that Martha thought that Jesus and the others expected this out of her, that she just had to do this and Mary ought to be helping her. But Jesus did not. Jesus didn't put pressure on her. She was the one that was putting pressure on herself. So sometimes you do this to yourself. Sometimes you place these expectations on yourself because you think that others have these expectations and they don't. And then there are times where we do let others tell us what to do. Martha thought that she had the right to tell Mary what to do, but she was not right in this. And notice that she didn't go to Mary, she went to Jesus. Isn't that interesting? Instead of going to the person that she had the problem with, she went to somebody else and said, you talk to her. Now, notice this. If you are like Mary and you choose to do things that are most important, you choose the spiritual side of life. If you make that choice, mark it down. there will be people to criticize you, even in your own family, even in your close family. That's what happened here. Who is Mary criticized by? Who's mad at her? Because she's wanting to know more of God's word. It's her sister. Yes, I know that these are busy times. Nothing is simple today. Everything takes a mile of paperwork, but still, folks, you decide. Now, Mary, on the other hand, chose, as Jesus said, the good part. She chose the one needful thing. In verse 41, he said, Martha was worried and fretting over many things, but in verse 42, he said, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. One thing is really necessary. Now, you and I say, well, I have to do this today. I need to do that. Really? All those things that you think you have to do oftentimes keep you from guarding your soul and leave you open to temptation and open to neglect. You say, well, I've got too many things going on. Well, oftentimes what we need to do, folks, is simply to simplify our life. That's how to do it. Sometimes we just have to decide that we're the ones in control, we're the ones making the decision. Now, there's no end to the things that you can do in this life. There's no end to the number of things that you can add to your list and say, I've got to do this and I have to do that. But the Bible says there's only one thing that is truly needed. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, the Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So what's the bottom line? What is most needed, Solomon? He said, it is to fear God and keep His commandments. Now, Jesus said, Mary has chosen the good part. What was the good part? It was meditating on God's word. It was hearing and learning God's word. Now, what Martha was doing in the housework was not bad. That was a good thing, too. But this was better. Now, the world and even Christians at times may think it's not. They may not think it's needed. They may not think it's good. But Jesus said that it is. And Jesus plainly told Martha, this shall not be taken away from her. Jesus refused Martha. Martha said, tell her to get in here and help me. And Jesus basically said, no, she's going to have to wait. The housework in this situation can wait. Now, let me ask you a question as we close today. Which do you want to be remembered as? What memory do you want your loved ones to have of you? Do you want your loved ones to remember you after you're dead and gone? As someone that they looked at who was always busy, who was always anxious about the house? Or do you want them to remember you as someone who read the Bible, someone who prayed, and someone who always wanted to help others? We make that choice, and we make it every day. Be like Mary, because she chose the better part. Thank you for listening today. It's been wonderful to have you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.